Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
What up, Jersey Shore fans? Today is Jersey Day, our favorite day of the week. We just finished watching episode 5 of season 5, Nothing But Nice, due to Mike's Nothing But Niceness tonight. I am Roxy Stryer, your host, Roxy Rookie Stryer. Over across the table, we have Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Thank you for letting me sit in on your show.
Jessica Kingpin.
Kingpin.
King, so that's great. And in the booth, we have Phil the Thrill, Svitek. And we have the Quiet Observers, the beautiful ladies on the couch, Adrian and Adriana. I thought I would get it, and I messed it up.
You know what?
Adrian and Adria.
And we didn't even think of Jersey Shore names.
No, I did, though.
Oh, good.
At least I got that. Adrian, Adria. I'm going to... Adria.
What are the Jersey Shore
Adrian,
names?
Adrian, Adria. Adrian, Adria. Adrian in the white, Adria in the black, and their Jersey Shore name is grouped together as their AA.
Nice!
They're over on the couch,
nice.
We have AA,
very.
You know?
A-team.
Very nice.
And it's got to be hard for you guys. I was asking you before the show. They're friends, similar names, both beautiful-looking girls. You guys get confused sometimes?
Your names are so similar.
All the time.
I know, they are. People always ask if we're sisters.
Adrian, Adria.
We're not.
I've got it now. So I'm just going to stick with
the
AA.
You guys get the same nicknames? Like, hey, A.
We call each other A.
That's so funny.
And we answer clearly the same questions.
I love it.
All right. Well, while K-Wow's fixing some things over there, let's get right into this episode and start by talking about Snooki in general. Snooki is killing it this season. It seems to be the All About Snooki show. I want to talk about her in the bunny costume, her dad coming. That was a nice new surprise. Her getting her hair done, her pissing her pants left and right. So let's start with the bunnies.
If you didn't have her on this
show,
there would be no show at this point. Ronnie and Sari are dead. Think about it, guys. If you didn't have Snooki right now, would you have a show?
She was like 75% of the episode, for sure.
And I'm seeing every week. And you know, Dina like is her like sidekick.
But that's what I'm saying.
Would you have a show?
That's what it is. I don't know if she's taking over the show because there's nobody else or if she's really that incredible.
I think both.
You know, the thing that they might be doing is highlighting her more to kind of push the fact that her and Jenny are going to be having their spinoff because her and Jenny are making the rounds right now, doing a lot of talk shows, morning shows, whatever, and they're promoting the spinoff that doesn't even have a name yet.
It hasn't even been shot yet, right?
No.
But they were on...
I mean, are they greenlit?
They were on this morning on Live with Kelly, and they were on Good Morning America, and they were talking about...
But this has been going on for so long.
I have no idea. I mean, it has to be greenlit if they're putting the word out there already.
Well, what are they saying when they're on Regis and Kelly?
Mm. I love Guido.
I had it all in my news and gossip, but it's just basically talking about how the show's not going to be centered around their party.
So it must be in swing then.
Yeah.
It's Sally Sosano. It's her show. So, maybe that's what she's doing. But I don't know.
You think she's doing the spinoff too?
Probably. She probably has these guys all tied up.
Right.
But I think I just
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel like she is the only one. She's funny. I mean, she's funny, whereas I don't know how much more the rest have to offer.
Well, that's what kind of worries me about her spinoff, because mm-hmm. The stuff tonight, it's funny, but I don't really see it as a storyline that could carry an entire show. So if that's what her spinoff is going to be about, like her peeing in public.
You won't laugh all every week?
I was going to say, would you watch?
I don't know if I'm going to watch.
Listen, I've said since we started doing this, one of the things, I love it, but I like it balanced off with the crazy drama.
Yeah, it gets old fast.
I honestly, I'm not sick of it. I wish that I was, and maybe that's pathetic
okay,
on my part.
Okay, no, that's okay. That's good. So then maybe other people agree.
You'll be the one viewer.
Can we ask the couch?
I don't know. AA?
No, I think I would still watch it. I mean, I look at, like, there's no story. Like, Kendra's crazy. What was her storyline? I mean, she had a family, whatever. But I still feel like Snooki would...
What's Kendra?
Oh, Kendra Wilkinson.
Yeah.
The Playboy.
Her spinoff.
Girl Next Door.
Oh. Girl Next Door.
I thought,
why would I want to watch that? But she's hilarious, too. So
if it's just Snooki just being peeing in public and doing and having all these crazy funny things and putting on rabbit costumes, and you're good.
I'm good. I'm all good right, with that. Right, for a little bit.
Yeah, because the majority of the episodes have been a storyline with, like, Mike
saying.
And stuff. And the funny ones have been with Snooki and Dina. Those are the ones that...
That's disgusting.
Feel the thrill.
Get that out of here.
Behind the stairs. Those are the ones that I want to watch. Like, tonight's was, like, one of the best episodes so far.
That's what I thought, too. I was sitting there in hysterics.
Laughing so hard.
I kind of thought that I was the only one laughing because I was laughing so hard, but then I would quiet down a second, and you guys were laughing.
Yeah. We were all laughing.
You're laughing.
We're all laughing. I'm thinking next week's going to be good because hopefully we'll have the drama mixed in. Like, we'll get to see some drama. I need that. If it's just one note, I said if they didn't have her, what show would we have? I mean, Sammy and Ronnie, like, come on.
Although I will say, I think Ronnie's commentary sometimes spot on. You are the Fred Flintstone. I've said the entire time. You're a little. I've got to learn to say nice things. How do I spin this? You are funny.
Yeah, but you like his comments.
Hot mess. That's what I've learned to say. Instead of bashing people, you're a hot mess.
So Ronnie's a hot mess?
That's a positive way to spin it.
I mean, you know.
Well, Dina's a hot mess. Ronnie's a... lack of intelligence is humorous.
That's a good way to put it.
But I'm not seeing that in this episode. I thought it was kind of astute what he was saying about Mike. He was kind of laughing at Mike. It seemed like he was on the money.
Yeah, it's just the fact that every time he says anything, he chuckles to himself. Just the way he phrases things, it's so...
He probably thinks he's so witty and really gets a kick out of himself. He's like, yeah, I thought of that. Yeah.
I know. That's exactly what it is. But I want to talk about Snooki.
Oh, sorry.
I want to talk about everything she did this episode. And we're saying, I don't know if we'd watch a spinoff, whatever it is. But meanwhile, she's still making these episodes and she's making them work and she's making us laugh. So what do we think about the bunny situation? Was that really funny? Was she just doing it for TV? Or if Snooki was sitting in her house with a bunch of her friends, would she have gone out and bought a bunny costume anyway?
I think so. She's just into the moment, and she loves attention, and she's just down for a good time.
See, I'm not all about the played out humor, and I thought it was hilarious when we saw it, two episodes ago or last episode. So when you sneak up on someone and scare them, it's hilarious. But when you go into each room and you keep doing it, then you're like, okay, you're in the bunny outfit again. Maybe I just have a different sense of humor.
I didn't get sick of it.
I was laughing.
The sexed up bunny, humping Pauly D, and they loved it. They were all laughing.
They all loved
it. Totally. They're so bored,
and
too.
And to see Mike's reaction, how scared he was.
She woke him up, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh.
That part was hilarious.
He was like, I wish this was a guy on top of me. I wish this was a guy, but it was just a bunny. That was me calling him gay.
Okay,
I'm trying to say things nicely. Don't make me spell them out. So we saw that. Then we also saw her father come to the episode, who we've met before, but not in depth like that.
I wanted to know, Roxy, you and your dad similar in relationship with relationship where you would you say, "Dad, get me this," and "Dad, get me that." I could totally see that.
I would love to say no. I would love to say no, but yeah, it's the exact same situation. Especially our dads even kind of looked alike. Like
that's what made me think of it.
It's funny because
for meeting your father, your dad's in way better shape. But
Snooki's actually adopted, and I am not, but I look nothing like my father.
Snooki.
I look
or not Snooki. Yeah, sorry, Roxy. I'm going to jump in because you remember we did Mario Lopez's Hater, and Snooki was on that show, and we saw Snooki's dad on that. You don't remember that?
I don't think that I saw her dad. When was
it? Was the first episode of Hater, and
that's why I wasn't here for the first. I came afterwards.
Oh well, Snooki brought in because the whole debate was Snooki is a bad influence and blah blah, and the concept of the show was they try to convert a hater that hates a celebrity.
Yeah.
In this case, Snooki, and she brought her on dad into the show, and everyone was like loved the dad, and he was a very down to earth kind of guy.
Yeah, he
so
seemed
it was fun seeing for me. It was fun seeing him again on the Jersey Shore now.
Yeah, I was just gonna say exactly. We both look like these two little Guido girls, and our dads are pale as anything, built guys wearing like do-rags and whatever. And
you're ordering them around.
And I'm not ordering them around. I'm a daddy's girl. I'm a little daddy's girl. Right. So I felt Snooki there, and I love those moments because we see Vinny's family a lot, and we see Paulie had family come. They've all had friends, but we don't really see Snooki's parents. So.
No, it's always nice when you see the you know some of the
you
ones
don't really
we haven't
see any
seen.
Of the
so
girls.
I was like, whoa, yeah,
families.
It's always great.
It's just the guys.
See where
like Jaywa's dad was like that was a
yeah,
left
that
turn.
That was crazy.
I never expected him to look the way he did.
Do you guys think that he was excited to be on TV, Snooki's dad, or do you think he's like, ugh, I don't want to go see my dog?
He likes it. He's proud of her. Sure,
he's been on before. He's been on a couple times. I think a couple seasons ago when they were. The season started out as them leaving their homes in mm-hmm. New York and driving. It showed her and her dad. And then also there was another season when they had a barbecue and all their families came out and it showed her dad again. So he's definitely had a few cameos.
He was on Hater, so there you go. Like
he
doesn't mind it.
Yeah, he likes it.
Okay, so we saw her in that. And then what do we think about the fact that she thinks she has a UTI? Maybe she's pregnant. Not really. She keeps pissing
just
everywhere.
Hilarious. I just think it's just really funny. She's a very funny girl. She's just with the bartender saying, what do you have?
Ladies, have we ever peed in
UTIs.
Public? I need to know. Any funny peeing
yeah,
public
like,
stories?
Not like that you're...
You know, Jessica's a bedwetter.
To this day, I'm still trying to work on it.
AA is sitting over there like, no, never done that before.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Never.
My lips are sealed.
I totally peed on the floor of a bar once, and it was like the bathroom door. It was really grimy. I know. It's disgusting.
Boston bar?
No, I wasn't in Boston.
LA?
I was in Miami.
Oh, Miami.
And
okay.
More fitting. And somebody was in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, and I was just like, F it, and took off my underwear and pissed
exactly.
in front of the bar and walked out.
I've never peed in a bar, but I've done parking lots.
Nice.
On the side
you
of
go
cars.
Exactly.
Nice.
Sometimes you just can't help it. Like
can't
you can't
help
hold it.
It's embarrassing,
but this was
it
their,
happened.
Yeah,
and we don't
this
get to go to a bush
house.
And turn around.
Yeah, she did pee
yeah,
in her home.
My goodness, like
aren't there more than one bar?
Pee in the bar, fine.
Yeah.
Someone else is going to mop it up,
bathroom.
But you know nobody's mopping that up.
She put someone's shirt on.
Oh yeah, she covered
so
it. Right,
gross.
So it's totally fine. It's covered with a shirt.
What did? Why would somebody do that? What was the deal with that? I thought.
Did she say to prevent the smell or to prevent like just from anyone seeing it? I'm pretty sure she said smell.
Smell.
Which is like
that's
gonna
even
work.
More vile.
That's gonna work.
The funny thing is at the bar, she's like, I know the perfect solution for this, and she ordered tequila, and everyone knows that cranberry is what you drink when you have a UTI.
And made the reference to, well, I'm a vet tech, so
yeah.
I know this.
Very
like,
funny.
Which was
at
genius.
Least get a cranberry vodka or something, because I don't think the tequila is.
My favorite line is when she turns to Dina and says, if I pee blood, can we go to the hospital tonight? And Dina goes,
tomorrow.
Yeah, we
got
a party tonight. Tomorrow we can go to the doctor.
It's like they're playing.
I love you, see, though, but now I get sucked back in because I just wish that could be my life. I wish like that were I could
your
not worry.
Your priorities are too straight.
Yeah, that's
we need
what
to,
I mean.
Like, put them out of whack.
I've said since we started doing this, this is one reason why I love this show. I love their goals.
Not bank account can be
world.
Low, but always have to look good. Always have to get a haircut. Always have to
that's
have new
it.
Sneakers. You always have to look fresh.
Wow, it's
always
so
gotta look
true.
Fresh.
Words of wisdom right there.
Yeah.
Haircut, sneakers, GTL, pee on the bar. You're all
Jim
good.
Jim Tan Clearasil, if you
not
have to.
Not a care in the world.
And not a care in the world.
Not a care in the world.
Okay, and you want this to be your life? You want this to be your friends? And
the, I wish I could, and you know, it never worked. Every time I tried it, it never worked.
You always say this, but I think if you were there, you wouldn't feel that way. Don't you think you just feel unproductive?
Yeah.
No, but I just stay drunk.
And then you forget about being unproductive.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying I could do it. I say I wish I could.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So this is if he were to come back in another life.
No, I like say there should be an adult make-a-wish. Like, I want to go
hang out with the cast of Jersey Shore
for a
season.
No, I want to go live down there. Yeah, like, just that to that whole thing.
I thought we were going last summer.
And
what happened?
Way,
After Buzz is going to Jersey Shore.
Field trip.
Phil never said that.
No, we are.
All right, well, Ian's job, okay, viewers? That was Ian's job, not mine.
So
send him hate mail. Second, by the way, if you guys knew Kevin, like, honestly, we were in Miami, and, like, there's parties everywhere, and he's like, can I just go to the movies or something?
What?
Okay.
So you
okay,
be
yeah.
anyway.
Like Kevin has the inability to party. Like,
yeah.
Even if you were in Jersey
I don't think
with
that's
them,
true.
You wouldn't be able to hang.
Oh, it's like you're blushing, you're embarrassed that you are too productive of a person, yet your priorities are too straight.
No, I'd have to be really, really, I have to be really drunk and then stay drunk. Like, that's the key.
It's
so
like
stay.
If you sober up.
Yeah, and then
done.
I get like.
Okay, so which one of these guys would you want to be your best friend then? You only can pick one.
No, in fantasy world, I'd say Polly.
Polly.
Polly would be the best one.
What about you guys?
Polly.
Polly?
Or Vinny?
Polly
I'd
or
hang
Vinny?
With Snooks.
I kind of feel like JWoww.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were talking about
for
the
you,
guys
for the girls?
Only.
No, guys or girls. Oh. I feel like JWoww is awesome.
She's
awesome. She's a loyal friend.
She's,
too.
Oh, she's by a little way, lame this season.
I just love she grows on me more and more. Even her cute smile as she's seeing the situation do his thing. She's again, I said this before, the matriarch of the house. She's the most.
And last week we had Becky Bayless come in, and she was talking to us about how awesome JWoww was, how down to earth and how cool she was, and I was just thinking, yeah, she's totally the kind of girl I'd like to party with. Definitely. Okay, let's talk about Snooki's sidekick for a second, though, before we talk about her real best friend in the house, which is JWoww. But let's talk about Dina, the little follower puppy dog. I've been saying this time and time again. I hope you guys agree with me because I really don't see it any other way. She does whatever Snooki does. Yes, Snooki. Okay, Snooki. I'll take my pants off too, Snooki. Let me lick your vagina, Snooki. Like, but actually.
I mean, yes, to a degree, but I stand by what I says because she got a later jump than everybody and she's younger. This is still fresh to her. She's not burnt out yet.
Well, even when they were all on the party dock or whatever, and Dina was like, do you want to just go out there and chill with the guys? And Snooki's like, no, we're putting on the bunny costume. She's like, okay.
Yeah, like, exactly.
No doubt about
it. Snooki's the boss. But I mean, you know, good for her.
Well, I don't understand why Dina was ever chosen, though, because she was clearly Snooki's friend from home. They kind of have a similar look, whatever it was. I would have rather seen Ryder in this cast. I would have rather Ryder be there.
Interesting.
For sure. You guys know
Dina's
Ryder.
Dina's one of our own now. Wait a second.
I'm voting her off the island.
I'm pro Dina over Ryder.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Ryder to me is just easy and slutty and just...
yeah,
she's hooked up with all of them.
We haven't seen much of her personality.
That's kind of why I like it.
Just
Ryder.
But just...
I kind of like that Polly won't mess with Dina, though. Like, Dina wants all of them,
yeah,
but none
yeah.
of them mess with her.
Dina would hook up with any of them, and none of them are down.
How about the fact that Vinny won't even say, I love you?
She's like, say I love you.
He's like, all right, okay, good night. She's like, saying that.
You have to beg someone to say they love you? That's kind of sad.
It's just sad, but at least she's happy-go-lucky, doesn't realize she's getting hated on.
She's genuine, and she's the young one in the house, that's all.
Yeah, it's true. Let's talk about JWoww and Roger and what's going on with this situation.
I don't know. Like, Roger, what are we doing, Roger? We got a good thing going. You're like the king of the shore. Everyone loves you. Like, this is perfect.
I mean, we've been talking here week after week.
You could be the king
saying,
and queen of the shore. Everything's like, could be so picture perfect for you two.
Exactly. And we've been talking here at AfterBuzz and we've been saying, you know what? Roger and JWoww are really doing this right. They are keeping their relationship off camera. They must have such a good relationship. He doesn't care about the fame. She doesn't care about partying in front of everybody now. This is great.
Because I didn't want to cheat on my boyfriend.
Exactly. She leaves the club early because to stay loyal. I think she's killing it. We think they're doing great. And then we find out this week they haven't been talking. And he's been dodging her. And the situation sees him
on the beach.
That totally
what the hell's
me
going on?
By surprise, like all this time, I've thought that Roger and JWoww just had it completely legit, knew what they were doing, staying off cameras. You know, he had to work. So I don't know. It's kind of weird to think that he might be up to something kind of shady.
Was that dick in the soup?
You guys are always good with the dick in the soup. I'm such a.
You guys have to explain for the couch what the hell that means.
Dick in the soup. It's when the producers set something up and put their hand in something and try to make things work.
Gotcha.
I didn't know what it was either. Kevin uses this term all the time.
Well, actually, everyone in the business uses it, yeah. but I never can see it. These guys are like scientists. They see it all
the
time.
Wait, so you think that was set up that Roger and Mike ran into each other?
We're questioning if producers didn't say, oh, hey, guys, we need some tension between you two. Mm. Or what we notice, what I theorize on this show is, because Situation has admitted it, is sometimes the individual cast do these things on their own because they know it's good television. Like Mike's always trying to find good television, and then he gets kind of in too deep and he doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. He's like, at this point, the deer in the headlights, and I know we'll talk about him later, but with I feel like this could be legitimate. I feel like if they're in, she's still in her 20s, right? Late 20s?
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably about 30.
The only ones in the 30s, I think, are Pauly and Situation.
So, you know, they still could be at that place in a dating couple where there's a little bit of a power play going on, where it's like, you know what, I won't call her back. Like I
but
wanna,
why? They're not dating. They're together. You know, it's not like they're even, seeing other people. But even, or, you know,
but they're maybe young, her, and, you know, this is tough.
Her exposure, her fame.
Yeah, you never know.
She's really loyal to him.
She's great, great
on
girl.
The show. I mean, if he ever had any questions about it, all he has to do is watch the episodes, right?
Right, but he, who knows, maybe he doesn't feel like he has the upper hand in the relationship. You know, people, and guys do this all the time, girls do it too, but guys especially would want to keep that upper hand.
And it's also one of those things we talked about before where, you know, we obviously know that their relationship is fine and dandy now in real life, so it could be like a dick in the soup thing where you're like, well, how long is this storyline going to go on for? Because whatever it was, they fixed it.
I think it's probably going to be really hard for JWoww because, on one hand, all this fame has gotten to her head, I'm sure. I'm JWoww. I don't need to put up with this bullshit, whatever it is. I don't need this guy who won't call me back. On the other hand, if this was her 4 years ago, she wouldn't be thinking that, and she would say, oh, let me call him, let me figure it out. So I feel like it's got to be hard being a celebrity and having all your friends be like, you don't need him, you don't need him. She's got to be way more aggressive about it, thinking she doesn't need him. You guys know what I mean?
I feel like the opposite. I feel like she used to always be really aggressive with her relationships.
Right.
When she would fight with him, Tommy, it's not stuff, at all. Like, yeah. It was always so like, F you, and I'm going to hang up on you, like whatever.
If that's
always,
true.
Like, so irate at him, and I feel like with Roger, she's
that's true
a lot more, you know.
But maybe there's things that we aren't seeing because clearly we just saw.
If it's true, I feel what it is that he's trying to play cool and try to get the upper hand, like, you know, he's playing cool. And
how come he's never trying to be on TV though? He's clearly not using
it. Could be strategy
for what?
It's for the long term. When you go out of your way to say, yeah, I don't want that stuff, I don't want that. Okay, that's a guy who's not in it for the money, he's not in it for the camera time, and you say to yourself, and if you're the girl, you get all the more sucked into that because you go, you know what, he doesn't care about that, he loves me for who I am, and blah, blah, blah. And it's a long-term play. Now, could blow up in his face because he doesn't have enough fame to parlay, but I don't know. If it's calculated, it's smart.
You're explaining, like, crazy stuff to me.
That's I thought true. That was Phil at first.
I don't even recognize his voice.
That's good game if it is.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but I don't think that's what he's doing. I like Roger. Roger?
I love Roger, and I love her. I'm just, but I have to say this. I, and Jessica, maybe you'll agree, I'm so glad we have some drama and just not the same note.
I know. I feel like a bad person because I like when they fight.
So I know, because I'm excited. Okay, we got something.
We need this drama.
We need it. We need some drama. And I know everyone's like, I don't want to see Ronnie and Sammy again, but like, I don't even know why they're on the show at this point.
I know.
They don't bring anything to the table.
You know what needs to happen? We need, again, I've said this, I think, on season 3, But we need the outside confrontation. We need the whole gang. Like, if you guys remember season one, the whole kind of turnaround and when the show really reached its peak was when Snooki got punched, because that's when the whole gang grouped up. They're like,
And it never happens, Phil, because you know they have security. They have bodyguards. You know they're protected.
They're famous now.
So. Okay, but let's talk about needing drama and the drama that situation's bringing to the house.
That drama sucks.
Okay.
And no, but at the end, no, it did suck because it was, but I liked where it went at the end because I finally feel like he has hit the final phase.
Turning point.
He's madness. He's out of his mind. And by the end, to the point that they're not even entertaining him, they're actually laughing at him as he's mumbling and mumbling and drawing all these conclusions in his brain.
I know.
And I'm like, oh my God, he has finally descended into the last phase of madness.
But I need a vote from everybody. It's either one of two things. Either he's always been like this and it just took us a long time to figure out this is who he was, or he has changed throughout these seasons due to fame, drugs, too much partying, ding, ding, age, ding,
ding,
whatever.
Ding, ding, ding. It's B. It's so B. Totally.
It's B?
Yeah.
No, you don't think so. You think he's always been like
that? I think he's always been like that. I mean, his name's The Situation. Who calls themselves that? Like, from the day one.
But his best friend is The Unit.
The Unit.
But he was like one of the tools who was like, you know, he had that cool name. He had that fun name and he'd be trying to hit on girls, and he couldn't. And some of them, you know, a lot of them, all of them, I think, were pretty nasty looking. And remember, Paulie said he's a brother from another mother. They were close, you guys.
He was in the spotlight.
And he is descended and spiraled out because of all the partying and all the fame. Probably not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree to be able to handle all that. And I think he's totally spiraled out. And I said the descension into madness. I love it.
I will say, here at AfterBuzz, we are pretty close to a lot of these celebrities. We have information about them, but I have no information about the situation. This is me just watching the show as an audience member. I think he's on drugs. I think he's using painkillers. I think he is acting like that in so many ways. He's moody. He's different than he used to be. He's getting more intoxicated than anybody else, but seemingly drinking the same amount. He doesn't want to hang out with his friends. He's meeting randos that we don't even know who they are. Yeah, he didn't even know.
And just the way he...
And he was hugging people, like, come here. So weird.
And he's changing his opinion so fast. One minute he's in a loving mood. The next minute he's in an angry mood. He's like, Snooki, I love you. Thank you for having my back. And then ends the episode. Oh, we all know who had the drama here. It's Snooki.
He's slurring. He's mumbling. And he's like, his eyes are glassy. And Vinny's just laughing at him.
Vinny, Paulie, and Ronnie. They're all sitting there like...
He's so oblivious to the fact that they're totally gone.
He's actually exited.
I love this.
Paulie's face while he's sitting next to the situation is...
Yeah.
His response is...
What is going on?
Yeah, no. It's time.
Okay, so... Are they talking crap about him? And that's why I don't even see them doing that.
Yeah,
why
is he all the time?
Yeah, I think what you said, this is something else. He's so paranoid. Some other substance involved that, hey, listen, alcohol is a depressant. It could very well do that to you as well.
But what's the deal with acne?
What's the deal with
acne? Tan Clarison?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Know. Drugs not involved there. All of a sudden he has acne. I don't know. There are other explanations. That's why I'm saying it's not that I have insider information right now. It's just that I honestly believe he's acting like a lunatic. And I don't think that's always been him.
No,
maybe it has.
No, it hasn't been.
I'm freaking confused about it too. I don't know.
He's spiraled out. I mean, I'm sure some of him was always in there, but you know, it wouldn't have been ignited if it wasn't for the fame and all the partying.
Would it be possible for him to go back to the situation that we loved season one?
Never.
No, he can't go back.
Never can go back.
Because first off, he can't go back without... He has to constantly remind them when he's trying to be nice, when he's being normal. The fact that he has to constantly be like, I'm going out of my way here to be nice. It's like, no one's going to really give you credit for that.
And you know, there's that old saying, if you guys ever heard, you can't go home. Do you ever hear that? And it means a bigger thing. You can never go back to... You can never go back to... Is it Newton or Brookline?
Newton.
You can never go back.
Yeah.
You can visit.
Same thing. You cannot start anew. Nobody can.
You know what I mean? You can't go back. Well, a lot of people who just stay the same are fine. They never left home. But when he's now a new person, the fame, the this, the that, never.
What's the deal with loyalty betrayal?
It's attention whore.
What's the deal with that?
He wants attention.
After Vinny got his...
He totally wants attention.
What does Vinny say? God,
I always say this. He's confused. He wants to make good television.
Let go. And so, God or something.
He wants to make great television, but somewhere along the line, he gets confused when he gets in too deep and people really do hate him. He feels their hatred and gets confused. He doesn't know how to keep following through and like, all right, let me
separate the two.
Right. Let me just stay the villain. Okay, I'm playing this role. Mm-hmm. Let me follow the role through. He plays the role. Then because he's weak, when they respond to that role, he's like, wait, how come you guys don't like me?
Is he succeeding in making great television?
Not anymore.
No, he's not. He hasn't at all. But I like this new mental case. Rambling, and now he's got me back.
It's like your drunk friend at the end of the night that won't shut up.
It's definitely intriguing to watch him spiral out of control.
I'm enjoying the spiral, and I almost wish, I swear, if this season had gone longer, if they could have maybe gone another 3 or 4 weeks, and we'd have to talk to people on the show to confirm it, he'd be put away in a hospital.
I seriously think this should be something that psychologists should watch and learn from, and it should be taught as a class, like how things affect people. It's
the decline of the situation.
The decline of the situation.
Study.
It's going to be in textbooks from years to come.
Down the road,
no
there
joke.
Be
because
reality television studies, and he will be in those textbooks.
But as opposed to JWoww and Roger when they fight, where I think it's funny and whatever, I feel really bad for the situation. It's not fun for me to watch, like you guys are saying. It's really sad for me that he's sitting there, and it's literally like your drunk friend at the end of the night. And they won't shut up about their ex-boyfriend or something.
You're not entertained at all by it? I get feeling bad for him because I do feel bad because I thought that those first 2 or 3 seasons, I was like, oh my God, it'll be fun to watch this kid evolve, get a girlfriend, have kids, driving a step. Now, I just feel like he's right there with Sammy in terms of when the show ends. I don't think he's going to have much to parlay off of.
Well, it's like what Paulie was saying, which is why I'm not entertained. Broken record. I mean, for 5 minutes, it's like, Jesus, there goes the situation.
Yeah, I don't know, but because he's become such a parody of himself, do you guys want to see him in any other show or any other environment?
No.
Like what? What could you put him in?
I don't know.
Dancing with the Stars.
Well, he did that.
He's already done that.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying where he could actually have a show. I thought if the situation got married and moved to the Midwest and had a station wagon with a wife and a kid. I thought that would be funny, but now I don't think this situation would be funny there because he doesn't know what to do. Like he thinks he has to act and be.
See, I don't want to see him get wifey up, and I want to see him bring home like random girls. Like that's what makes him funny.
But you know what? But he's not bringing home randoms anymore. He like if you notice, it's not even hard for them to pick up girls anymore. And he's doing the same.
I don't think it was hard for them from season one either.
Season one was hard. No,
I feel they always remember, had
well,
girls
pigs,
coming back.
Though,
right, right.
It's like,
right.
Now that's not like, a term on the Jersey Shore.
Now they're a step up from pigs.
Okay, but so you would like to see the situation and Paula get married?
No, I'm not saying no. Now I feel really bad for him because I wouldn't want. I'm played out of him, and I know because he'd act and it's not funny anymore. The original situation, the guy we met first season. The Jersey Shore kid who had all the lingo and thought he was a god, but really wasn't, and went out and picked up the fatties. That's the situation.
Yeah.
Who was TV gold, and he's just for me. He's just disintegrated and become a parody of himself. And I don't want to see him do anything else.
I think he wasn't prepared, and I think he can't handle not being liked. He kind of shot to fame so fast, and he was already a really cocky person. So obviously, in his personal life, he was always in the spotlight, and I think it just hit him hard when he started getting criticism, and not only from his roommates, but just from the outside public in general.
Yeah,
and totally. He can't handle it.
As far as I know, everybody loves the situation. And if you don't love the situation, I'll make you love the situation.
Okay, and that's enough said.
And there you go.
So I know it's hard to make logical of the illogical, but what's his deal with Snooki then at the end? Why is he blaming this on Snooki?
He's out of his mind.
So I didn't miss anything.
He's lost his mind. No.
Yeah, that was kind of out of left field.
No, he's lost his mind. He wants to, I think part of his brain wants to lash out at somebody because he's upset, and the other part is like, I gotta make good television. Gotta make. And I think that, and I just think everything's short-circuiting, and he's going mad.
So why aren't these other seven cast members saying, we're done with him? He's crazy, he's trying to have one of
them. They're laughing. Polly was like, he said it. It's like, I want to see this play out. Like, you see them, like, looking at him, like, giving dirty looks, but they love it.
No, because, I don't think they love it in terms of, like, they're really passionate about it. I think it's just, it literally, you guys, like, if we go out on the street, go on Hollywood Boulevard, and you see someone, like, looking up at the sky and talking to themselves, that's where I think it's at right now. I just think there's no...
He's a homeless
guy. They're totally just, they're laughing at him, and they're like, wow, he's just gone. I mean, did you see their looks?
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, this guy is out, he's lost his mind. And I couldn't believe, and again, I go back to, oh, situation's a brother from another mother, how Paul used to be with him.
Whoa, yeah.
To now, it's like, he doesn't even exist.
Yeah.
And I think when you don't want anything to do with someone, you kind of don't really have anything else to do but just sit back and watch.
Right.
So it's got to be interesting for them to see it firsthand. If it's interesting for us to see it as viewers.
I'm telling you, if they were at that house for another month or two, I am not kidding.
How much longer are they there?
Probably 3 or 4 weeks. It seems like he'd be hospitalized.
Really?
I think so.
You think it's gotten to that point?
Yes. He would be for either an addiction or just a nervous breakdown. I think if they kept going the way he's been behaving, definitely. See ya.
That's scary to me. It's scary because do we feel like any of them are in danger being with him?
No, because he's gentle. No, he's gentle. He's not.
He's only a danger to himself.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. If you look back, I know we've been talking about it, but looking back from season one, even thinking about all these characters, everybody hated Snooki. Nobody wanted to talk to her. She was a big hazard. Vinny was like a nothing character. And Paulie and Situation were best friends.
Right.
And now we've come so far.
And JWoww had the claws and the fangs.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that.
Everybody.
JWoww's intro to the Jersey Shore, the picture of her in the intro.
That changed.
I am like a praying mantis. After I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off.
And awesome. That's that. I never knew the beginning part of that quote was I'm like a praying mantis.
No, and I'll tell you, now that's somebody who the fame, I think, has been good for. It's pulled the thorn out of her paw. She's much more mature now. She's sweeter. Like, I think the fame did her well.
And that's probably a result of her, like, looking back and watching the episodes and being like, shit, was that me?
But that's kind of interesting. I want to see, who do we think the fame did best for of all the characters? Who do we think? Characters. Well,
are we talking career? Are we talking career-wise? Or are we talking, like, just emotionally speaking?
No, as a person, as a human being.
As a human being?
Paulie.
I would say, no, I'd say Jenny.
J-Wow?
As far as changing, yeah.
What do you guys think?
She was so tough.
We don't know.
No.
Okay.
I definitely say Paulie.
I feel like Vinny's gained a lot of confidence as well.
That's true.
I feel like he wasn't really cool in high school.
But is it a good thing now? He's probably banging everything in sight, and, like, you know, he was going to be a nice little Italian boy, and go to law school, and he would have been very loyal to whoever he married, and that. So is it better for his career? And I'm sure, the confidence is great, but, you know, is it really better for him?
I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question.
Oh.
Thank you for playing.
Oh, okay. Well, so I think the only one it did something bad for is a sitch.
Yeah.
Maybe Sammy and Ronnie, because they'll go nowhere after. And
I
now.
Wouldn't say it did anything bad for Sammy and Ronnie.
Yeah, no, just steady. Steady as she goes. They're just whatever.
I guess. And I actually think Snooki's grown a lot, too.
Yes, I do.
But don't you kind of feel like if you ever met any of these people, especially somebody like Snooki, they wouldn't give you the time of day? Because now they're these huge people.
Now, yeah, no, because she was kind of bratty anyway. You could see in her personality. And now totally. You know, I'm always the creeper who watches when they are around the club or they go to the bathroom. You kind of know. You see people, like, smile and try. And mm-hmm. they bump right in and they push them out of the way.
Didn't Becky last week say that Snooki, when she visited the ring, she was kind of like... not the friendliest at first, and then she ended up being really friendly.
All I remember what Becky said was that she liked Gianni. because he was
yeah,
there.
She said you could see how cute their relationship was, and they had a really sweet relationship, but she said that Snooki definitely was bossing people around, like, I want this, I need that, I want that.
Yeah.
But
I could see that.
I could see that, too.
I mean, I know people work with her say she's nice, but then it's people who are in the industry that she needs to be nice
to. Of course. So I think we pretty much covered the episode. There wasn't a lot in this episode.
Well, it was a lot of comedy, but we got a little taste of Roger, which I'm excited for next week. And I just, again, I love Mike spiraling into madness. That was beautiful at the end.
And we can talk in predictions later about where we think that's going to go. Yes. But before we get there, let's hit a commercial,
get some news and gossip from the Kingpin.
From the Kingpin. I hear there's some good stuff.
Some good stuff.
Some pregnancy scares, perhaps. So we'll see.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a commercial.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
We're all here chatting about where we're from. Let's talk to Jersey Shore and get some news, baby.
All right, well, as you mentioned earlier, I think the biggest rumor that everyone's buzzing about this week is that Snooki is preggers. And she's actually shooting down those reports, and she is not happy about it. Earlier this week, Star Magazine and Radar Online spread rumors that she's secretly knocked up and was only telling close friends. The tabloids also added that Snooki had been tweeting clues like, quote, I feel sick, and, quote, late night craving, yogurt hits the spot. Snooki, however, set the record straight, making the talk show rounds this morning. As I mentioned earlier, she was on Good Morning America and Live with Kelly. She says she definitely wants kids in the future, but she is not preggers.
These guys are doing so much. You notice this season, especially, more than they ever talk have to shows. Stay alive.
Yeah.
Vinny can't go out in public. You know, Vinny left the show. I mean, I've never seen them all work so hard. I think there's a real big fear.
They're scared.
Yeah, they're because scared. They're doing everything, it seems.
Yeah.
Well, how do rumors like that start? I mean, those tweets are things I would tweet.
Star Magazine, I mean, those tabloids, whatever they can
grasp. Oh, the publishers
grasp,
can plant them. Whatever, there's a way. There's so many ways. My God.
But we don't think she is. We're pretty sure she's not.
No,
she says she's not. No, I mean, she's lost so much weight, and she even mentioned that. She says that she actually takes it as an offense because she's been working on her fitness lately. So if someone's making a rumor that she's pregnant, that's kind of like them saying that she's fat.
Right, that's true.
So her last message to those tabloids is, I hate you.
And thank you for the publicity.
And that wraps that up. So I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, but it looks like MTV producers are really narrowing things down as to where Jersey Shore Season 6 will take place. Earlier reports were saying that Los Angeles, New York, and New Jersey were all in the running. But according to Ronnie, it sounds like the top choices are definitely Australia and Vegas. Ronnie says, quote, I believe they were looking at Vegas and Australia, two places I would love to go. I don't know if we'd make it back from Vegas, but I'm pretty sure we'd love to go to Vegas. I want to do this as long as the fans keep watching. I will do it in Depends and a Walker. I wonder how long the fans will keep watching.
Yeah, he's been saying that for a while.
Okay, think about where we'd like to see them? I even heard rumors about London.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So boring in London, I think.
What do we think between Australia and Vegas?
No, I'd say not Australia because we saw how Real World did in Australia and the cast was good, but the surroundings weren't. Well, I don't think.
Were they in Melbourne or Sydney?
They're in Sydney.
Melbourne's supposed to be way more party scene fun, so.
I just think we've seen how poorly they adapt to other environments, and so they need to. I think Vegas is as close to Jersey Shore
and split it up. Do half Vegas, half Jersey.
But that being said, I didn't particularly like the Miami season. And that's right. More Vegas.
I just don't think they
ask.
Do well. They don't do good.
I think we've talked about this, you know, earlier shows. So it stinks to be repetitive. But I forget who it had the. Who? What? Which one of our hosts had said it?
Put them in L.A.
But I think I said it.
Break down the fourth wall.
Put them in L.A. That's what.
Yeah, and you're famous and you're sought after and you have all these fans
and you're going to auditions and you're talking to producers.
Let's stop playing that we're a bunch of 20-year-old kids who are hanging out together for our summer on the Jersey Shore. It's not that anymore. We're all very famous, and we all have. Different problems now. Different, and I think break down the fourth wall.
You were actually dabbling tonight with the idea of new cast members.
I was wondering out loud if, as I'm seeing this and seeing so much of the same thing every week, I'm wondering, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm wondering if this would have worked if it were the real world format.
Where they switch it up every
where every season of Jersey Shore was a new group of Gweeds.
Wouldn't it kind of make it the real world then?
Remember, yeah, first but season, just for they Jersey really Shore. Thought about that.
They were
there
going
so
to that. That was the plan. But then people, the ratings were so
latched
high.
Latched on to these.
They didn't want to. But I'm wondering. I'm not saying it's just. It would have been fun to see. I think like 8 or 9 new meatballs or Gweeds come in. But I know MTV had said when they tried to cast, they were getting people to come in and act like the situation.
But even
it
when Dina came, it took people a while to accept her. So that was just one person at a time.
And we can't bring in anyone new now because they won't let them in.
Yeah. Right.
Because they're stars. So
they
you know they're gonna band together and go, no one new comes in.
Yeah.
So
all right, well, Pauly D has become the latest addition to Las Vegas Hard Rock's music roster. On Saturday, February 18th, partygoers will experience the ultimate up-close and personal music session with Pauly D when the Jersey Star begins his residency at Vanity Nightclub inside the Hard Rock Hotel. To kick off the pool season high gear, Pauly D spins a set at the 9th season open of the infamous Rehab Pool Party at the Hard Rock on Sunday, April 22nd, and also entertains at Vanity Nightclub the night before, Saturday, April 21st. Pauly says he looks forward to spinning where some of the greatest names in the music world have performed.
I want the weed to in their pants when they hear my music.
Well, that was a little vulgar, but good for you, Pauly. Honestly, I would love if season went to Vegas and we're seeing Pauly go off to his DJ games.
Well, this is probably his entourage show, I bet. They're going to, don't you think they'll be taping?
Definitely.
His show? Anyone here been to rehab?
I have.
Yeah. So you know like that whole like gross scene.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like, none of you guys have been, I'm surprised.
Mm-mm.
It's when I went, it was all guys.
It's just like a thousand huge, like orgy of disgustiness,
and mostly guys.
It's on a strip?
And then they'll tell a couple
it's
of
a, it's yeah. It's
they'll hire a couple of girls like strippers or whatever to kind of be there and pretend they're just lying out or whatever to kind of. But it's
the pool's
it's,
like brown.
Yeah, it's gross. So gross. Everyone's just on top of each other and sweating.
It sounds like fun. Let's go, girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Ew. It's Vegas
road trip.
Well, a little bit more about the spinoff for Snooki and JWoww. Officials in Hoboken have refused to issue a permit for JWoww and Snooki to film their New Jersey Shore spinoff there. The girls made the rounds this morning to Good Morning America and Live with Kelly to emphasize that the spinoff will not show them being wild and crazy as we're used to seeing, but instead will focus more on their relationships with Gianni and Roger. In response to Hoboken's rejection, Jenny says, quote, "It's their loss." She claims they don't go to a city to trash it, but to help it and bring it revenue. Apparently, word on the Hoboken snub spreads fast because Jersey Shore is eager to welcome the girls with open arms. Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, that is. The Central Pennsylvania Film Office has offered Snooki and Jenny to come to the tiny borough in north central Pennsylvania or to the nearby Williamsport to shoot their show.
Wow, but you know, it's so funny how aware Jenny is to say we would have brought them great. Like, again, break down this wall. These kids are just, they're much more smarter. They're so much wiser than they were 3 or 4 seasons ago.
I totally
and that's
agree.
Just, so I don't want to get off the subject. That's just such an indication. But, by the way, it's Hoboken.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not from Hoboken. I'm a California girl.
What was I saying?
Hoboken?
I don't know. But like I think that this show would be so incredibly boring.
Really?
You don't think the Laverne and Shirley thing
they're going for?
I mean, unless they're both engaged, and I guess we're seeing them plan their weddings or something for a season.
Even that would not be interesting to me.
Not really.
Not at all.
It's like newlyweds or something like
Double A. What do you think? AA.
AA.
Double A is not the term.
AA.
18. I don't know. Snooki is just only really funny when she does her pranks and her jokes and when she's with Dina.
When she's wasted.
Yeah, when she's wasted and being crazy. So I don't know. I would definitely tune into it, but I don't know if I would be entertained by
what
it.
What does sober Snooki look like?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Maybe she's great, actually. Who knows? And obviously, because I am a fan, I would watch.
We'd all watch.
But I don't think it'd be good.
Okay.
Well, I thought I'd throw this in there because it looks like we're going to still be seeing a little bit more of Unit.
Unit's awesome.
Yeah. The Unit, a.k.a. Johnny Manfrey, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, entered a not guilty plea to possession of a controlled substance stemming from his July arrest in Seaside Heights. He claims there's no way he was in possession of a powerful horse tranquilizer when he was arrested in New Jersey last year. The substance was determined to be ketamine, which, again, I said, is a horse tranquilizer.
I love how Roxy knows just because she's gangster. I love it.
After the hearing, Unit's lawyer offered TMZ a classic non-explanation, saying, quote, "There were some issues regarding my client's constitutional rights. We entered the not guilty plea not because that's the normal thing to do. We've actually entered the not guilty plea because we believe John is not guilty. We expect a very favorable outcome." Maybe the unit should tell the judge about how he's turned a new leaf and he thinks that people look up to him.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you bring in news about that last week?
Yeah. He thinks he sets an example.
He's like, I set an example for young kids.
He stopped drinking. Setting an example.
I think the biggest story for us is it goes back to your theory. That's the best friend. You know, my girlfriend's father always says, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are. So we know this is the best friend and he's with K-Pins, right? Is that the term that the kids use?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's easy to deduce that the situation...
It's about, I'm telling you...
Might be taking his own horsey tranquilizers.
He's on controlled substances. He doesn't seem to me like he's on coke. You know, he's sleeping a lot, whatever it is. He doesn't seem like he's on ecstasy. He seems like he's on painkillers and tranquilizers. That's why...
I gotta get
could
involved.
Be on to something.
Sounds amazing.
No, that is some dirty stuff. Once you get hooked on something like that, that's hard to kick. I've had friends go down that path and...
Not good. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Well, that's all we got for news and gossip for AfterBuzz TV.
Good, because I was starting to get real serious there.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so I'm going to say what we saw in next week, and then we can go around the table, and hopefully somebody knows where this is going, because I'm a little at a loss right now. We see Mike on the phone call. He's making a call to somebody, trying to stir up trouble, saying, I want to be the bad guy again, whatever the hell that means. Assuming that's about Snooki? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Definitely. We see something with Dina and Vinny, and Vinny's trying to bring home a girl, but Dina's hardcore cock-blocking.
No, I think it was the other way around.
Yeah, helping him. She's the wingman. Like, if that one doesn't work out, I got this girl for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was pulling the lesbian cardigan.
Yeah,
no.
I thought she was swinging.
I think she's helping him.
No, she's helping him, it seems like. And I love the whole, are you DTF? She was like, what?
No, I really thought that she was trying to
She was being a wingman.
Because we've seen her,
pull the swipe.
No, she still may swipe. But no, they portrayed it like she's the wingman. He's like, I got this one girl, but I have the other. And
well, I thought he said, I've got this one girl, and the other one I think's really cute, but Dina's over there with her.
That's what I thought.
I don't know. I'm kind of on you. I'm with you.
Well, we'll find out. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the situation.
That would be pretty smooth of him if he had two girls, one of them with Dina holding her on the back burner.
And we'll find out with Roger and JWoww.
I was going to say, what the hell is Roger and JWoww? Are they going to? They're staying together, so.
Well, we know they're together, but maybe we can decipher if this is real or not, or just TV.
Okay.
If it's a TV.
I guess that's it for this week, then. And hopefully, we'll come back next week, get a little more storyline.
And more, still drama.
More drama for me and the Kingpin.
More drama.
And maybe a little bit more of our season one situation.
And by the way, can we say, you know, can I get Gabby to dance one more time the Jersey Turnpike while I'm here?
You know what? But before, I was like, I'm not going to do it. I want her to teach me. Can next week we have a lesson where I get up?
Phil, next week.
Teach me.
How about that?
All right. I'll talk to Ian, our talent booker.
All right. So next week,
dancer. I need
Gabby
to learn.
Will teach us how to do it. We'll light up the stage.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make those booty shorts that Dina made.
Nice. Okay. Next week.
I Jersey Turnpike all night or something.
All night.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone, tune in next week.
On Jersey, baby.
Jersey.
Where can they find you guys?
Oh, Okay, I was ready to go, but our Twitter handles. Go ahead, KWOW.
At Undergaro.
At I am Jessica King.
AA.
Twitter handles.
Fans. Okay, just and fans. At Roxy Stryer. So tweet us there and let us know what you guys are thinking about the show. We'd love to hear from you guys. If you're sick of it, if you want us to talk about something, tweet at us, let us know. We're always responding.
Always here.
Always here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Bye later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.